Talking today with Scott Duwald from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Scott, let's maybe look over where we're at this point in the state legislative session. I know that you've been following real closely. We've got a number of bills that have gone through, and some have fallen by the wayside. Some things have actually moved forward. What are some keys for agriculture and for the cattle industry right now?
Okay, I think first in summary, about 5,000 bills were introduced. And we just passed our second big deadline, about 550 bills coming from the House to the Senate, about 300 bills coming from the Senate to the House. So we went from 5,000 down to roughly 800. The big bills for ag this year, in my mind, are still the tax bills. There are a number of tax proposals that can come back to life at any point in time. We're still projecting a $400 million budget shortfall. People are trying to get creative on ways to fill that shortfall. So elimination of sales tax exemption is still one of our big issues.
So it's still alive, at least potentially, right?
Potentially. Any idea out there can always be resurrected. Nothing's ever permanently dead, unfortunately. The bill from early on to do away with sales tax exemption on ag products for part-time producers or producers that didn't make a majority of their income from farming, we've pretty much killed. That bill is dead, and I think in large part the concept's dead. But again, we had to keep an eyeball on that.
One thing that we heard a lot about early on as we got into the session was the work on trying to get a compromise on the vet situation. Are we pretty well set up on that as far as these animal husbandry practices?
Absolutely. Of course, compromise is just everybody's got to give and take a little bit. We're not completely 100% satisfied, but in the spirit of the compromise, let's walk forward. Probably the biggest victories are adding people to the Oklahoma Board of Veterinary Medical Board, making sure that the state veterinarian is on that board as well, creating some more become part of the appointive process to the members of the Oklahoma Veterinary Medical Association, the practicing veterinarians. And so I think that will improve that process dramatically.
And overall, that pretty well gets us through on a definition of what those animal husbandry issues are and actual practices.
It does, and it sets up a body of people to determine new and emerging technologies and what slot they're going to fit into, whether it's animal husbandry or veterinary medicine. So that's progress in and of itself.
Okay. You mentioned, obviously, the tax issues. Those are things that really are going to be solved, in May, if anything, right?
Right. I think the budget issues and the tax issues that correspond to them, typically they're not solved until we get clear into May. There has to be some pressure to negotiate, and there has to be some semblance of deadline. And so people aren't really generally ready to compromise a great deal until they see they have no other choice. Mm-hmm. At this point, the choice is they can put it off a little bit and try to generate some new and better ideas.
I guess waiting to see maybe what the last-minute revenue numbers are.
Well, that's exactly right. That is a moving target, so they're going to watch as long as they can. And, again, see if they've got any new ideas, new money, new revenues coming in. And that'll certainly impact the size of the cuts that the agencies are going to have to take.
Regarding, I know there's one piece of legislation that you all were working with some of the banking agencies and whatnot regarding this lien in effect that you could hold on to your livestock as far as some legality on it. The Eastern livestock situation. Are we going to see some success on that measure, you think?
Yeah, that's Senate Bill 530. It is finished in the Senate. It's already over in the House. Representative Don Arms from Faxon will be carrying the bill in the House. Basically, all it does is says that a producer who sells livestock will maintain a security interest in those livestock until such time as a check clears. So while those cattle may not necessarily be in my possession, I still have some lien on them until such time as the check clears from the sale proceeds. It is a response to Eastern livestock. It doesn't, unfortunately, fix anything for those people affected by Eastern livestock, but it's meant to keep things like this from happening in the future.
Overall, you indicated, we talked before we started here, that not a really high-profile session as far as agriculture is concerned.
Yeah, from agriculture, everybody's getting along really, really well, so there hasn't been a great deal of controversy there. in part, you know, being able to iron out our differences and get the two veterinary bills going in sync, that helps a great deal so those arguments aren't taking place. I would say that the House floor has been fairly tense. There have been some things done on the House floor by certain parties. I won't mention them here, but that has really slowed down that process. Been some things that are less than admirable. None of those coming from our rural folks, but there has been some contention on the House floor. Otherwise, really a fairly smooth session.
As we wrapped up our conversation with Scott DeWald of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, he did remember one other bill that he wanted to tell us a little bit more about.
House Bill 1249 is a trespass measure by Representative Wade Russolo. It will actually be heard in the Senate Ag Committee in the coming week. Basically, what that bill does is close a loophole. Currently, the law says that a person has the right to go on somebody else's property to retrieve livestock or other animals. And so we've had some cattle theft cases in the eastern side of the state in particular, where someone went in, loaded a calf at a sale barn, bought it, then went out to a ranch, unloaded it, then loaded up 14 others. And when the sheriff showed up, they said, oh, we're just here retrieving our calf, and we're going to offload these others. So that loophole kept the DA from prosecuting that guy for cattle theft. So we're trying to close that loophole with House Bill 1249. Kim David is the Senate author, and it'll be up in committee this coming week.
But it seems like it's going to make good progress, you think?
I think so. There is some hesitancy on some people's part, especially some of the sporting dog folks who are used to just traipsing across people's property without permission, whether it's coon hunting, coyote hunting, rabbit hunting, whatever the case may be. This bill would require that they have that landowner's permission. Our philosophy is fairly simple. If we own the land, they ought to ask the permission to have access to the land. And this will close that loophole.